JPMorgan Chase has announced that it's going to cover Social Security and welfare payments for its customers if the government goes into default or the shutdown continues. This could mean good public relations for a company that hasn't had much lately, as NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
JPMorgan Chase spent almost 40% of the company's revenue over the last quarter, more than $9 billion, on legal expenses, money paid to fight government investigations and on fines. Not a pretty picture. Now, the Wall Street Journal reports JPMorgan CEO Jamie Dimon is pledging to let customers draw on their accounts for free to cover Social Security and welfare payments if the government is unable to send them starting later this month. Consumer advocate Ed Merzwinski likes that move.
I think it's a very smart idea by a bank that's being punished in the press.
J.P. Morgan would almost certainly get its money back once Washington comes to an agreement. Even if there's no agreement, Alex Pollack of the American Enterprise Institute says it's unlikely the government would stop paying Social Security and welfare. But he says it's reassuring for people who need the money.
I guess it won't be necessary, but you know, whenever people are worried about contingencies, to have some kind of hedge or insurance is good.
If it comes to it, JPMorgan Chase would temporarily lay out between $6 and $8 billion, and it would gain some goodwill. Ted Robbins, NPR News.